It's 52 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Tony Rivenbark, the executive director of Thalian Hall. But for today, he's the man playing Scrooge in Thalian Hall's Ruth M. Buckystein Theater. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tony. Actually, could you say that again?
Well, I could say it's a pleasure to be here.
There we go. Thank you so much. That was perfect. Actually, your mic wasn't on, dear. My fault.
All right.
Now, this show, A Christmas Carol, in which Tony Rivenbark, of course, plays Scrooge, it's opening on Thursday. That's the day after tomorrow. It runs through the 21st of December.
Right. That last performance is on a Monday night, which is a little unusual.
But good, because
yes,
how much,
good.
How much theater
people,
can you see on a
right,
Monday night?
Right. That's what, all the Cube Theater productions. There's always at least one Monday performance.
This is a production between Cube Theater and Theater Exchange.
That is correct.
Rob Zappel of Theater Exchange is the one who wrote this script.
And directed it.
And this script has been in use in Wilmington before. If you've been around for a while, you may have seen it in Thalian Hall Studio Theater or on Thalian Hall's main
right.
stage.
We did it six times, three in the studio and three on the main stage, and once in the Harwich Theater on Cape Cod.
And that's the last time you did it, wasn't it?
That's
Harwich.
The last time, 2007.
Mm-hmm. The unique thing about Mr. Zappel's interpretation of this is he puts it at kind of a story within a story.
Right. It's a play within a play, kind of like Man of La Mancha, mm-hmm. In that it takes place in a sort of a Hoover camp, and this actor wanders in, and in exchange for food and warmth, he agrees to read a Christmas carol, and he's a pretty curmudgeon-y type character.
Is that you?
Yes, me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
And then he just basically becomes Ebenezer Scrooge, and all the people in the camp become the characters in the novel. And of course, you know, I mean, Christmas Carol is not a play; it's a book by Dickens. But there are many, many, many adaptations. So you know, you may have seen. Who knows how many Christmas carols you may have seen, but this one is quite unique, and I think it's very true to the spirit of Dickens' novel. And also, all the scenes are in it, one way or another, and the language is very, very true to Dickens.
And I think that's one of the most important things. Sometimes they dumb down the Dickens.
Yes, exactly. Or it's made into a sort of a spectacle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this show is really about the actor and the language. And when you in the studio theater in the Ruth and Buckystein Theater is a very intimate space. So it really that's where that language and the actor becomes so important. But it has a beautiful setting. Gary Ralph Smith has done the set and a magnificent job of creating this tumble down farm outside of St. Louis where the scene takes place.
There's a beautiful thing about the sets in the Ruth and Buckystein Theater, which he did the set for
Golden Pond. Yes.
If anyone out there saw that, and then I saw this set about a week ago as
yes.
it's being, you know, I haven't seen it a week later, which I'm sure it's even become more beautiful. But when you're in an intimate space like that, you get to have an experience of the set that is unlike being in a large theater space.
Yeah, it's almost being a voyeur. It's like reality TV, you know. It's theater in your face.
But with really smart, talented people in there.
Yeah, and I think it's very exciting. And the subtlety of what actors do with their eyes and with their gestures, plus the language of being able to hear very, very well because it's such an intimate space. And acoustically, particularly in the most recent renovation, it's quite good for live performance. However, it has challenges because it's not a large playing area. So you really have to, you know, scale. When you cross stage left, you take a step. You know, and you're sort of there. So you have to adjust how you play and how you perform, how you move to some degree. But it works. It works. It just creates some interesting challenges, which is really the whole focus of Cube Theater, is exploring the creative use of that space.
I mean, and having challenges is always kind of fun. But the last time you did this in Wilmington, this show was on the main stage.
On the main stage, that's correct.
But you still have a large cast, I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah, I think 24 in the last time we did it on the main stage, and we were able, and Rob was able to trim it down to 19. But 19 actors, you know, in a theater that only seats like, you know, 90 people. Mm-hmm. That's a lot, you know. Yeah. It's like 20% of the audience is on the stage.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Now, you've played this part of Scrooge in this production of A Christmas Carol and in others.
This is my 8th time doing this rendition, and then 2 for Opera House, 1 for the Thalia Association, and 1 at my high school. So I've done it 12 times.
Wait, at your high school when you were still in high
school? No, I went back and mounted a production for – I directed it and played Scrooge.
I see.
In the gym at the high school.
I had no idea.
Created the set. Yeah, I actually forgot about that until just a few days ago.
And Tony – anyone who has met Tony Revenbach, you know he's the perfect Scrooge.
Well, yes, I guess so. I mean, it's a lot of fun to play because you get to be so mean and so hateful. And then you get to be so sweet and so adorable and everybody loves you. I mean, right. It's all the things that, you know, I mean, they're all these sides are all of us. You know, we're not always perfect. And but in the end, he learns, and that's what's so extraordinary about this play. The main character learn and change is why we go to the theater.
Exactly, and he, of course, he's the perfect character that goes through the perfect metamorphosis.
It's great. I mean, he gets to you get close to death and rail, and then becomes absolutely giddy. And also this version is very set in America, so it doesn't have that sort of fake British Christmassy card effect, which is – and I'm not knocking it. It's because Christmas Carol can be done so many different ways, as you can see by watching all the different versions on television.
Sure.
And they play them year after year, so it still continues to work. But this is quintessentially American, taking place in the Depression, where people can really understand that whole thing about people not doing without and not having enough. And then here's someone who has a great deal who shares it with no one. And then he learns that he's happy by sharing.
Yeah, it's a great moral story.
It is,
and of course, a great holiday one. Tony Revenbach, thank you so much for joining us today.
The shows are at 2 and 7, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And you need to call the box office
632-2285. It's 1206.